Shmebulok.
That's the first word of this episode, Shmebulok.
We did it.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 38 of Bite Size Lemons.
Yeah, you get those tails in line.
Get all nine of them?
All 16
Hello.
Of them. Oh, wait. Oh yeah, that's our Pokemon.
Very nice, yeah. Nice. It's our Pokemon of the week.
We're awesome.
Welcome to Bite Size Lemons.
Hello.
A nerdy podcast where we talk about things that range from Pokemon to chimps.
To also Pokemon.
To other Pokemon.
Yeah, because most of the time we're actually talking about Pokemon.
Well, most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with Roast'em Toast'em
that we
have already alluded to? Fantastic.
Yep. All right.
Who's toasting?
I think...
I'm toasting.
Yes.
All right. Well...
Man, this is going to be hard because this is like one of my favorite fire types.
Yeah, I know. And ice types.
Yeah.
Now, so Roast'em Toast'em is when we take a Pokemon and we... destroy it.
Or bring it.
Or implore it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're so imploring, dude. Run.
I appreciate
run,
that.
Run, jump.
I just burped back, and I'm going to leave it in. That's the quality of the podcast that we have.
It's great. Anyway, Ninetales.
I'm going to toast. Some of that Ninetales.
All right.
Wait, what?
I was in the middle of roasting.
Oh, Roast'em Toast'em. That's right.
Yeah.
You go first.
All right.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay. Your excuse.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're also excused for your burp earlier.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't ask to be excused for that, but thanks.
Well, you know who didn't ask to be excused and paid for it? Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah, am I wrong?
Would you please excuse me from this theater so I do not get shot in the back of the head?
Bang.
You are excused.
Nope. Bang.
And thus... the president was saved.
Yep.
Who killed him?
John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth. I was going to say John L. Hooker, which is a guitarist from the 1940s.
Wow.
Just shot him dead.
Just John L. Hooker just ran through time.
Maybe it's John E. Hooker.
John F.
His name is John Hooker, which is weird because I remember because my best friend's name is John, and the second word is Hooker. And it's kind of...
those two things are unrelated. What I do with my body is my own mission.
Wow. Go ahead and start roasting my guy.
Ninetales.
Listen here.
Look here. Why you got so many tails, girl? Like,
Come on, girl. What you doing?
Like, you think you look so pretty, but that doesn't make sense. Like, that is... that can't be good for the balance and stuff that you have. Because that's what tails are for, right? They're like meant to balance or something.
I mean, I guess.
Yes,
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Or also to like notify things. Everybody knows where you are, Ninetales. Like you ain't hiding from no one. Ain't nobody gonna be overlooking you in those bushes. You ain't camouflaged or nothing. You just sitting there and you're like, whoa, hey, look at my Ninetales, and we're like, whoa, man, there you are. Whoa, man, there you are. What?
What are you saying?
I'm just like, look.
You're trying hard. Ninetales is a good Pokemon.
Copious amounts of tails is inappropriate.
Too much tails.
Too much
tails. Too many tails. Too many tails. You've been roasted.
You've been roasted.
All right, listen here, Ninetales. You are majestic AF, some might say. You're based on the Kitsune, which is a highly regarded mythical creature, similar to the unicorn's level of respect in Europe, and I'll have you know that you're beautiful. And it just so happens that you got even more beautiful this generation.
Yeah, you did.
You got an ice fairy type. What
Gosh,
the heck?
That is like beauty.
Your crest has grown flowier, and your nine tails even more so. You also have a sweet, shiny form. There's not much bad you can say about Ninetales.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Except
honestly,
stats a little bit. But
it's just... it's such a majestic
and
Pokemon.
It's so classic.
Yeah.
It's very definitive of, you know, just the style... The style that was... look at that yawn. That was created in Gen 1.
Yeah.
And it's just stuck around.
Indeed.
The one
mixing
thing...
mythology with the...
always a good choice.
Yeah.
Always.
Super good.
Yeah. Except from the lake trio.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
What mythology was that based on again?
Some garbage.
Okay.
Depends on the quality of the mythology.
Soviet.
Oh, Soviet mythology. Batman. Shout out to 5 minutes ago on our...
Soviet the Batman.
On the last episode.
Run, 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 jump. I can be your backpack while you run.
People are going to realize that these recorded right after each other. The one thing I have against Ninetales... Okay, you've been toasted.
Okay,
toasted. The one thing I have against Ninetales is in the original movie, the first movie, the two Ninetales that are fighting, they go like this. And then one puts its hand on the other one's head and like pushes it down. I don't know. It just weirded me out as a kid because I expect them to have like this beautiful like a siren voice or something. And they're like...
maybe these were the Justin Biebers of their like maybe plan, and they just like couldn't sing, but they
Justin Bieber can sing though.
He can't though.
I don't know if you've ever heard him sing, but he's a pretty good singer and a horrible person. No, you might be getting the character and the quality of singing messed up.
No, it's if you're a bad person, you can't sing.
Oh, well. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's a thing. That exists.
That's why Donald can't sing, despite all those remixes.
Exactly. Run, jump.
Which I, in fact, love. I think we've already read this one. I'll just read it again.
No, skip to the next one.
All right. The Essential Pokemon Book of Joy. We're going to have a reading today. Joy. WWPD.
PD.
What would
P. Diddy?
What would P. Diddy do? Oh wait, what would Diddy? What would Pikachu do?
What would P. do?
Bidoof do?
What would Bidoof do?
All right, we've read this one. When you got lemons, you make lemonade. Yep. When you have rice, you make rice balls.
Yep. Or cake, depending on what dubbing you're listening to.
No. That's the whole time. That's always rice, but you're right. There is an episode where he's like, "I made his jelly donuts," and he holds up very clearly
rice balls,
and it's like, "Those are not jelly donuts."
What are you doing, Brock?
We know what rice balls are in America.
Get out of here.
If you're gonna go through the trouble of dubbing those jelly donuts, animate some jelly donuts, just people.
Throw them on there.
Just
Photoshop it.
Brown circles. I would be fine with that.
Just plates.
Just those are rice balls. Even 5 year olds were like, "Yeah, that's not a donut." I've eaten a donut.
I've eaten quite a few donuts, kiddo.
Says the kid to the company Pokemon. Anyway. All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
You have to guess who this is said by.
All right.
We're all on the road to make our dreams come true. Full speed ahead.
Misty.
Ash. Look at little bandaged Pikachu.
Oh, man.
He's like, "I'm going to punch you."
He's like, "Put him up, yeah. Put him up, yeah."
Next one. That's a good one. Next one.
All right.
That has been our reading for the Book of Joy. Tune in next week if you want another reading.
The next one that apparently is a good one.
Oh, I say that every week, but this one is a good one. I don't know, probably.
That'll work.
Hey, you know what time of year it is? It is the most wonderful time of the year. What, John? You can finish it. John, I am actually asking.
Who am I?
What time of year is it? I don't know.
It's like 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's July. Oh, wait. It's Christmas December. It's nearly Christmas time.
In the city.
That's true. We are in the city, aren't we? In the suburbs, I guess.
It's Christmas time in the suburbs.
You love Christmas.
Suburbs.
You love Christmas.
I do.
I'm all right with Christmas.
I'm actually stupidly stoked for Christmas all the time.
Even also, like April?
No, okay. Yes. Well, yes, especially April.
Do you know?
Okay, continue. So here's the thing. I am upset and I need to tell the world this.
John, I'm so sorry. What's up?
People who wear really puffy sweaters and like are super decked out on your sweaters and your jackets and your scarves and your hats and then run out in in shorts.
Oh, so you're saying the shirt sweater combo is a no-go.
I think the shorts and comfy sweater with scarves combo is a no-go.
That's too much. So you're saying, okay, so there's a level where it's like, what are you doing? Get full body coverage. You've got shorts and
that's actually what I'm bothered by.
Oh, really?
I'm bothered by the fact that if you're going to wear a sweater, I don't care. I think it is a...
You think pants first before sweater?
I think you should wear pants first and then wear a sweater.
Okay, I'm fine with that. And I think
that you cannot have a sweater without pants.
Watch me.
Yeah, no.
What about like, so can you have shorts and long sleeve shirt? No. What about three-quarter shirt?
Is
that acceptable?
That's getting into weird summer fashions that I also don't like, when people run around and like,
That's late spring fashion.
Yeah, but there's also this like whole thing that's going around with like the younger girls fashion that's going on with...
Of which we are both experts.
All I'm saying is that if you're wearing a dress shirt and booty shorts, what are you doing?
Right.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
Like, call me conservative if you want to.
You're conservative if you want to. That's your new title.
But I just think that you need to... You know, show people that you're wearing pants.
True.
You know?
John, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Believe.
I don't know it.
Yeah, you do.
Do
from
I?
From the Polar Express.
Sing it a little bit. Dun, 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 dun. That one?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that had a name. Does it have lyrics?
Yeah. Trains move...
Slowly.
Swiftly.
Yeah, trains do move swiftly.
They're very fast.
That's... Yeah, they're quite fast.
Depending on what country you're in, there's some that run off magnets that, like...
That's true.
They're, like, super fast.
Japan, we're looking
at you
guys. I
wonder if the Polar Express is a magnet train.
I'm going to say no.
It would make sense.
Because it is, in fact, a steam train. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Half of the movie.
I'm wondering if, like, maybe they upgraded. Like,
oh, you mean now?
Yeah, from now to then.
So, you know, I think you probably need...
Tom Hanks was younger. He was doing the steam train stuff.
Steam train. You probably need one of those bullet trains to get out of the Uncanny Valley anyway, so...
Oh, no. What's your favorite Christmas music song?
I don't know, man.
Is it that one that's like, Christmas is my favorite time of year? I'm to mention.
Oh, yeah. White Wine in the Sun is my favorite. But
such a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. It's like horrifically sacrilegious. And then Sunday's like, I love my daughter like a lot. It's like, this is a really nice song.
Yeah.
Because, so Tim Minchin is Australian. If you haven't heard the song White Wine in the Sun, you should go listen to it. It's marvelous. It's all about how Christmas is like really jacked up and everything's about consumerism.
Yeah.
About like an ancient religion. And he's like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's just kind of about how our world is a really weird place. And then he's like, if you're like, he's talking to his daughter, who was 2 at the time when he wrote it.
Wee Bab.
Wee Babby. He's like, if you find yourself on Christmas Eve and you're 9,000 miles from home, which he was when he wrote it, he was in London.
Mm-hmm.
He says, your mother and me, your brothers, your sister, and me and your mom will be drinking white wine in the sun. Implying that you can listen to it now and they'll be on Australia because it's summer in Australia during Christmas.
Yeah.
And also when he passes on and when his grandmother passes on, when his mother passes on.
Siri,
ruin this beautiful little moment I'm having.
Sorry. Stupid.
The sun would be heaven in this case.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful song. You should listen to it.
Yeah, you should. It's a really nice song.
Yeah. It also makes one of the best puns I've ever heard of. Not puns, but just wordplay. He's a metaphor. Clever guy. He's like, he's talking about how he's not religious, but he loves Christmas. And he's like, I'd rather have a drink with Desmond, with... Who did he say? Nailed it. I'd rather have a drink
Dwayne
with Richard.
Johnson.
That's it. With Richard Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, which is the guy's name, Desmond Tutu.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I'd rather have a drink with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And it's like,
wow.
Man.
had no effect.
That's one of my poems.
Yeah, it is.
That's great.
Anyway, so let's get down to business.
Listen here.
Let's get down to business.
To defeat cinnamon buns. John, we have Christmas gifts for each other.
We do. All right, I want you...
Here's a substantial... Oh, let's hand them to each
other. Okay, all right.
This is here. Silly, but...
All right, here, take this.
Here's... Right. Let's this hand these... This is for you.
That I'm giving you.
From me to you.
From... Oh, no. I can't use my arms. Okay, there we go.
Who would like to go first?
I think because you are of a lighter skin.
I knew that was going there, and I wanted to stop it so badly. Since my people have been privileged for so long, I think you should go first.
I think for the reason there being, you should go first, for it is tradition. And Christmas is all about traditions.
This is... Oh, no! If you want to see that, that's on YouTube now, our Oh No remix. So...
All right, you're going first.
We haven't even started news wedges. All right, can I go?
Yes.
Candy cane.
That is a candy cane that I made myself.
Oh, what's going on here?
I think you know. Because
I actually don't.
Really well wrapped. Oh, it is well wrapped. Look at my skills.
This is excellent, yeah. John. You okay. Understand what this means.
What?
We can use these on BSL.
Yeah, we can.
I have so many mugs now.
We're just
wow, these are amazing.
These things are. Wow. They're a lot bigger than I thought they were.
That is phenomenal.
All right, for those of you that aren't in this room currently,
which is at least one of you
that is listening to this.
I've just been given two enormous mugs. The catch is these two mugs are Pokeballs.
Gotta catch one of them all.
Pokemon. One of them is a Great Ball. One of them is an Ultra Ball.
Yeah.
This is an excellent gift.
And the reason why I did it, because I looked at it and I was like, it's got yellow on it.
Love yellow.
Alistair's favorite color. And the Great Ball is blue, which is my favorite
color. Ultra Ball is my favorite common ball.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Because the yellow.
Man, so... I asked Alistair after...
I just realized that's why you asked me that.
I was like, what's your favorite Pokeball? And he was like...
probably the heavy ball. And you're like, well, crap.
I was like, well, all right.
That's a phenomenal gift. Thank you, John.
I hope you enjoy and we get to use them for ourselves.
We'll absolutely use those on BSL. That's a great gift.
All right, here we go.
Very topical.
This is Alistair's gift. It says... This is a gift for John A. Diaz. This gift is from Alistair I.F. Forsyth.
I kind of ran out of room for Forsyth, so I took two lines from it.
Look around. And it is a book.
It is a book, indeed. This is part one of your book. Of your gift.
Of my book gift. Oh, I'm just going to go straight.
Yeah, go for it, caveman.
Savage caveman. Oh. Don't throw away your shot. Wow, it's a guide to life.
It's the Alexander Hamilton Guide to Life, and apparently I left the price tag on. And the receipt.
Yeah.
What a guy.
20% off of everything in the bookstore.
Wow, that's pretty good, actually. Yeah. I might use that.
Wow, what is this? 2 centuries after his death. He was shining once more under the spotlight. This is awesome.
Yeah, apparently it's a really good read.
Is it really?
I've heard a lot of... No, it's apparently a garbage book. No, I've heard a lot of good things about this book, actually. Yeah, outside of, like, Hamilton, the musical.
Okay.
So that's why it's been, like, re-released.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard it's a good read, so...
Look how happy and smug this guy is.
Let's see him.
He's just so happy.
Look at that cheeky little monkey.
He's just like...
So now you know that I paid...
£1,360
For that
here,
book.
I'll take that off, and then I'll just put that on the bridge of my nose.
Excellent. For the rest of this episode. Adorable. If you take that off...
I will end my
You
own
can't have
suffering.
The book. So John and I have a tradition where one of us gets the other a great gift, and the other gets the other... A not great gift.
And this actually started because...
By accident.
Yeah. Alistair went to DVU, Dallas Baptist University, and so he was out of town.
Dark times.
And when he came back, I thought, okay, well, we're just, you know.
We're college students, freshman year.
Yeah, just going to exchange some stupid little gifts. It'll be fun, and that's what friends do. I got him.
It's through there.
A rainbow leopard pillow.
It's neck like a pillow. Neck pillow for a plane.
Yeah, it's
in retrospect, that was a fantastic gift for me at the time.
And he got me a Hyrulean shield.
Yeah.
Which was dope, and I still pretty have good. It. Yeah.
And then the next year, cool. I was like, John's going to give me a crappy gift. I'm not going to give him anything. And John's mindset was most likely, holy crap. Alistair gives good Christmas gifts. My
freaking game.
And so then we had this awkward altercation where I don't even remember what we got each other that year.
That was when we got you the soundboard, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I have the launch pad.
Yeah.
And then I gave you, I don't know, a dead chicken or something. Like, while you took off the thing off your nose.
I'm rearranging it.
Yeah, I bet you are. Nasty. Anyway, so what did you get this year, John?
I got this Alexander Hamilton book, and I also got Alistair bought me a 3DS.
I did.
And it's the Galaxy print one.
Hey.
And I'm like hyper stoked.
It's like, pretty cool.
Oh man, that thing looks beautiful.
Looks not bad.
It is so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? Because you have the blue one.
I have the black one, actually.
Oh, and really?
I don't like the black
one. Sell it.
Like, it looks pretty good, but sure. When I saw that Galaxy print, I was just...
I had no clue it was blue inside. It's gorgeous.
I was 2 cents away from just dropping it and just like trading it right in. Because, oh my gosh,
it's beautiful.
It looks so good.
Yep. Oh, so here's what happened. I went into GameStop, our local GameStop, and I walk in and I'm like, hey, what's going on, fellas? Kyle, the manager, right?
My boss.
Yeah, your boss, the manager, was on the phone, so he couldn't answer my questions. So I went and talked to
Brett, who's the assistant manager.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Real cool guy.
And there you go, Brett. Hey, Brett, if you're listening to this, which I'm going to tell you to do later, I want you to know that I think you're a really cool dude.
You're a good height.
You're good at what you do.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's a good height. He's right on the cusp of like women are like, hey, I want a man that is 6 foot something, but he's not too tall.
Exactly.
Because once you get to like 6 foot eight, then it's like, wow, you are a freak.
What up, Tim Duncan? You're like, hey, let's go hang out.
Honestly, with a name like Tim Duncan, can you not believe? I mean, he has to be.
Freaking Kawhi Leonard.
What?
There's a guy on the Spurs. His name is Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi.
I don't want to talk about it.
But the thing is, it's kawaii. And I'm like, what the heck?
This guy is so kawaii.
He's also Reggie's favorite basketball player.
Hey, shout out to Reggie.
Yeah, shout out to Reggie.
So, anyway, I'm talking to Brett. Hey, Brett. This guy Brett. Who's a fantastic height.
No, not hate Brett. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey,
Brett. Brett. I say, hey, Brett. Hey. I don't hate Brett. Brett. In fact, I'm... More I talk about Brett, the better of a guy he seems.
And
anyway,
Kyle, you're great.
Kyle, right. Well, I'm getting to Kyle. Kyle's one of my favorite people ever. Guy's so nice.
This looks like hyper brown nosing, but I actually just really
no. They're actually really
it.
Cool guys.
Yeah, like even before I worked there, I really appreciate you guys.
So basically,
and Dane,
hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Whatever holiday you celebrate.
And Leo,
what?
Leo also is kind of my boss.
Oh, I was like, I don't know that holiday.
Anyway, all you guys are great. I love working at GameStop. All
right, hey, John, shut up.
Okay.
Let me tell this story. So I walk up to Brett, who is the next available man. And this is the first time I've encountered Brett, I do believe.
I
was like,
an available man, though. I think he's...
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about, like, employee basis.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So, anyway... I walk up to the next available man. I'm like, you want to go on a date? And he's like, sorry, I'm taken, baby. Baby.
Baby.
Finger guns, double finger guns. Anyway, Man, that thing is deteriorating on your nose.
It is.
I walk up to Brett. How long have we been telling the story? 28 minutes? Okay. So I walk up to Brett and I'm like, hey, listen, pal. You single? Doesn't matter. I'm not looking. You're good height, though. If I was a lady, I'd be like, hey, good height. What am I saying, John? Oh, yeah. So I walk in, I'm like, hey, you got the Galaxy 3DS? And he's like, I don't think so, man. Let me ask Kyle. Meanwhile, Kyle looks over and he's like, no, we don't. Okay. And I'm like, sweet. And he's like, let me, right when I'm done on this phone, I'll check it for you. I believe San Marcos has some. I have red and blue. I wouldn't be able to get you the Galaxy until maybe tomorrow. And I'm like, cool. And then Kyle turns back to the phone and he says, yeah, hey, John, it's your friend Alistair. And I'm like,
no.
And Brett's like, oh, was it a gift? And I was like, yeah. He's like, no. So basically, I thought that like Kyle had given away my scheme of buying you a 3DS.
But of course, I was thinking about like my schedule. And so I was sitting there and I was like,
Alistair's buying a red or a blue blank. Something. A blanket.
Yes.
Block it.
I was like, I knew he was probably getting a gift, but I didn't put two and two together about having, because I was in the store earlier and I was working and I was like, we only have red and black 3DSs. But like that never clicked to me until I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
After I found
it. Anyway, so then I texted you awkward.
Yeah. And I was texting somebody and I was else, like, so I didn't respond.
Yeah, so I was under the impression that you figured it out. So I called you.
Too much credit.
I think you're a smart guy. And I called you and I was like,
well, looks aren't everything.
Here's what we could, he says with the, hold on, I'm going to take a picture of you. This is going on the FB. All right, excellent. We should make an Instagram account.
You should.
And you should run it.
All right.
All right, fair. what are we saying? Oh, yeah. So then I called John and I'm like, hey, man, so either we can go eat, we can record, or we can go pick up your Galaxy 3DS in San Marcos.
And I was like, Galaxy? Whoa.
You're like, what? Christmas came early, baby. Yeah,
baby. Hi.
Finger guns. So we did all three. Yeah, here we are.
We did all three, actually. We went to Whataburger.
What?
Got
a burger?
What? A burger?
We went to San Marcos.
Got I've your always thing. Said Whataburger. As in, like,
water.
This is a burger.
H2O.
H2O.
Okay. H2O. You remember that?
Yeah.
The humiliation. Let's not talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
We'll save that for a Q&A or something like that.
Oh, boy.
What is the most humiliated you've ever been? Let me tell you. Anyway, so that is
that was.
The longest story I've ever told.
Well, you're telling it with me, so...
Well, there you go. Hey, do you want to talk about some Newswedge?
Yeah.
Sweet. Last Guardian came out.
It did? Oh, my goodness, it did.
I was going to get it for you for Christmas, but then I got you a 3DS instead.
Oh, man, that game looks so good.
Yeah, so it has been met with a 7.0 by IGN.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's... So basically, you know, it's about like a giant bird, dog, and a young boy.
Yeah.
That's basically all I know as well.
Mm-hmm.
What IGN has said, and I think I agree,
uh-huh.
It's massively expansive. The dog bird thing, Trico, right?
Trico.
Trico feels real.
Oh, okay.
Trico feels super real. So much so that if he's not in the perfect spot, he won't do action A, action B. So you could be like 3 steps away from where you need him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just tell him, move 3 to the left.
Right.
You have to coax him into doing something because he's like an actual dog that's 100 feet long.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're like,
come over here. And come annoying. Over here. And he's like, nah.
I'm a dog.
But apparently it's great in the aspect that it's really realistic.
Yeah.
I can love see how
that would be really annoying. Yeah. Now.
Apparently it's got similar issues with the last Colossus, right?
Yeah. Or no, the Shadow
of Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus. Where there's a little bit of camera angle issues when you're dealing with something that is enormous,
mm-hmm.
where it kind of gets in the way,
yeah,
or you just have a screen of feathers
good.
When you're trying to climb like a ladder. That is the only complaints.
Wow.
Yeah.
That being said,
but it's so much so that it's 3 points off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's that. Yeah. I was going to say, that being said, those things are things that take away a lot from the gameplay. And, you know, as much as I love realistic gaming, you know, there are some things.
No Man's Sky.
Like, yeah. You're like, oh, wow, this is really.
I want to escape from real life. I want some aspect of fantasy.
Yeah, if I wanted to go tell my giant bird dog to do something, I'd just go do it in real life, you know?
Exactly. If I wanted to climb a vine without having a giant dog in the way, I'd go climb a vine, man.
Yeah, come on, boys.
I was talking to Andy Young, one of my coworkers, who's actually going to be on the podcast in a couple weeks, doing like the wrap-up of movies for 2016.
We could wrap up. If you don't put that sound clip at the beginning of that episode...
You'll need to remind me?
I'm going to be so sad.
All right, fine.
Set an alarm on your phone or something.
Anyway, so he was talking about how... What was I going to say now?
Andy Lemons is coming to the podcast about movie wrap-ups. He was saying about how if you climb a vine, man...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about, like, best camera systems. He's like... The thing is, he's an incredibly intelligent guy. He's like, the thing with any game...
Super Mario Brothers, the original, best camera angle.
The worst camera angles. Where he's like, any camera angles, there's going to be some kind of functionality that doesn't work. Especially in an enormous game like... Nice yawn.
Nice.
Like this, where it's massive expansiveness. You kind of build the layout, then you put the characters in.
Right.
Whereas like a platformer, you think about... how the character is going to fit into this.
Right.
You know? And I totally agree. I thought, and I was thinking about when we had played through Skyward Sword, that is pretty darn good camera angles.
Yeah. You know what didn't have good camera angles?
What's that?
Literally Mickey. Like...
Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey had terrible camera angles.
That is the worst camera functionality I've ever played in the game.
It's actually one of the worst games that I've ever played.
But we had so much fun.
We did.
Yeah, like Kirby's Epic Yarn was bad, but not bad enough that we could just die laughing. It was just like, this is not enjoyable and I don't like it.
This is a waste of time.
Meanwhile, Epic Mickey,
we were like, wow, this is so terrible.
We're falling into like the cracks of a house.
Freaking painting these robot things to make them like super chill. Like,
oh my gosh.
They're just like, I just want to like, you know, paint things and just go to Colorado and have a good time.
Because like, we had all those paint things on like acid things and you're like, yeah, just fill up your paint meter. I'm like, what?
No,
what are you saying to me? That's a totally bizarre game. Very trippy.
Yeah, definitely.
Trippy game. Bad gameplay. Terrible. I really want to get Last Guardian.
Yeah.
I think we should do a commentary on that game.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Could you stream for a PS4?
I can.
Or like record or something?
I can only get snippets though.
It's 15 minutes?
I think so.
That's rough, man.
Yeah. So we're going to have to look into that, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, we'll work with that. Because that looks like a great game. I think if you're playing, like controlling it, I'd be fine with... So basically, what the guy on IGN summed up was... you know in the trailer, when the kid jumps, and the dog trying to catch him with his mouth and his hands, and then he catches him with his tail on the other side of the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
The guy was like, I'm absolutely willing to put up with everything that I just said that was wrong if I get... even a snippet of what this is. Mm-hmm. And he shows the clip and it's pretty marvelous.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that game, when I first started working... 10 years in the making, right? Yeah. When I first started working at GameStop, they were like, people have been wanting this game for a very long time. And I was like, okay, it's just going to be another stupid game. But I started seeing some Trico play, like the making of it and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, dang, it's really cool. It's
a beautiful game.
And I was just like, wow, this looks awesome. And so I've been looking forward to this game, but then finals and concerts and stuff got in the way. Thought about it. And so I ended up picking up Final Fantasy 15 instead. Because Dane convinced me to throw down some money on it, but Final Fantasy 15 also is getting very good ratings, And
except from Conan.
Except for Conan. And I'm hearing some really great things about that, so I'm looking forward to that game this winter break as well.
We should definitely play. We should play both of those. Apparently, there's only like between 12 and 20 hours of Last Guardian.
Yeah.
So we can knock that out in 12 hours straight.
In 12 hours of binge playing.
Next piece just of news sitting wedge. Sitting
up there with like Jet Puff marshmallow cream.
Just ew. Like... Oh. I'm sickened. Wait, okay, I want to do our Christmas episode outside by a fire.
Okay. I'm glad that we didn't bring these books out there.
And throw them into the fire.
Toss it into the fire. Get out of here, Hamilton.
Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The best parts are Tom Holland and Tony Stark.
Yep.
AKA Robert Downey Jr., same person.
Yep.
There's a moment of levity because we've had all this super serious Uncle Ben stuff gets shot in the chest and bleeds out in Peter's arms. Yeah. And now we have Uncle Tony, basically, who like reaches over and it looks like he's giving him a hug. And Tom Holland embraces him. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not giving you a hug. I'm just opening the door for you. All right, get up. It's like fantastic. Word. Hilarious.
Tony's like, I don't have emotions unless it's for Pepper Potts, and that's about it.
So sad.
Wah, wah.
Or Rhodey.
Or Rhodey, yeah.
Who inexplicably changed black actors from being a half black man to being Don Cheadle.
And then also his parents.
That's true.
And also that one guy who kind of worked with him and then betrayed him, the warmonger.
He had Obadiah Stane.
Yeah, he was like, all right.
That guy went crazy for no reason.
Yeah, he really did.
All the Iron Man villains do. That's why Captain America is the best trilogy of the Marvel franchise thus far.
Yeah, because everybody's had a reason.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you see Civil War?
No.
That movie will blow your mind, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's masterful.
Hmm. So there's this movie called WTF POTUS.
I'm honestly very upset.
Really?
I'm very, very disappointed.
Okay.
In War for the Planet of the Apes. You want to know why?
Yes.
Rot Poda. Dot Poda. Vft Poda.
Rot Poda.
We have WFT Poda. It's not even WTF. I mean, come on. Wat Poda would have been a perfect end to a perfect trilogy.
War on the Planet of the Apes?
War of the Planet of the Apes. I don't know why they had to change their...
Maybe they preposition. Did it to upset those who have guitars hanging in their room.
Me.
You.
Me.
You?
They hate me.
Ward on
I think the movie looks great. I just hate the name.
Oh, man. So I watched the trailer, and I think one of the most heart-wrenching things was when Homeboy is sitting there kneeling, and the guy has a gun to his
Caesar?
Forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's harsh.
Oh, it's like so it's brutal. Intense.
It's such an intense because that kind of execution takes you knowing that like at any second that bullet's going to enter your head.
Yeah.
It's anyway.
And he's still so resilient.
Yeah.
I think Andy Serkis is playing Caesar again and he's going to be amazing. Maurice is back, the orangutan. It looks like they've got like an albino ape with them, which is pretty cool. I really like that. The only thing that I'm worried about, well, first of all, Woody Harrelson. What the heck? Still a little bit sick, so I've got all my nose stuff. He's like, my daughter's dead. I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
That's basically the same plot as the last movie.
I haven't seen the last movie.
What? Yeah. Dot Poda?
I haven't seen any of them.
It's actually one of my fave movies of all time.
Yeah.
We need to watch it this winter break.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Cool. I think it looks pretty good. Next, Rogue One comes out this week.
What?
On the 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Where is my life?
I don't know, man.
I thought Last of Us and Rogue One came out in like a month.
No, it's always like Christmas time for Star Wars.
I'm just straight.
I think it's in like 6 days.
I know.
Oh, I guess it is 6 days.
6 days.
So I'm excited for that.
Wow, the time flies.
Dude, can you believe we've been doing this for, what, is this 38? 38 weeks.
Nice.
Crazy.
Imagine what I could do with 38 hours.
Well, actually 39 weeks, but yeah. 38 hours. Or more, much more.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited to see Rogue One. We should go see it together.
Let's do it.
PewDiePie
canceled his...
He said if he reached 50 million subscribers, he would
delete his account.
Hold on, let me pause. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my... 50 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And he deleted some...
we're recording again.
Yes, we are.
Okay, sorry. I got distracted.
And just like that, movie magic, seamless edit.
And then I just ruin it.
Yep.
All right.
He reached 50 million subscribers, and you know what he did? He deleted some side account.
Yay!
So he didn't lie.
Yay!
But he did reach 50 million subscribers, which is an insane number.
That's a pretty big number.
Dude, if we had that many subscribers, we'd have... We'd have 50 million subscribers. Can you believe that?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be able to take away our land. What? Don't take away our land. Bah.
All right. And this is, I think, this is actually a really important news wedge, this one.
Yeah.
A man punched a kangaroo in the face.
Good.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Unbelievable.
That was the weirdestly dumb thing I've ever seen in my life.
So basically, if you haven't seen it, you need to Google man punches kangaroo in face.
And if you haven't seen it, you should probably see if you can get on Facebook.
Yeah, you should like us on Facebook because we posted it.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Everyone posted it.
Yeah, everyone in their... Yeah, even we did.
Yeah.
So basically, a man is on a trip.
Yep.
And he's taking... Okay, it's actually a really sad story.
It is.
At the end. Because there was a guy dying of cancer.
Yeah.
Who wanted to see, like,
Australia.
And his buddy took him out. And the buddy's dog got, like, headlocked by a kangaroo. And so the guy runs up to this kangaroo. He's like, look at my dog. All right. So it starts in the video, starts with this Australian guy going, oh no.
Yeah, it does.
My favorite thing ever.
Like, oh, is this the Pokemon the first movie?
I lost it. I was like crying.
When are you going to stop playing games with God?
Just crumpled the kid. Oh my gosh. Let's not talk about that on BSL. Anyway, so the guy runs over to the kangaroo and makes the kangaroo let go
by punching him in the face.
Well, so the kangaroo like squares up. He's like, "All right, what you got? What you got?" Kangaroo's about to destroy this man. And the man just right hooks him in the face.
Bam. And
the kangaroo's like, "What?
Whoa.
What just what?"
It's
oh my gosh. And he runs away.
He's like, I am a disgrace to kangaroos everywhere.
He's like, Kangaroo Jack, the god of kangaroos, is disgraced with me.
He's about to go hip hump, hippity hop, hip hump, hippity hop,
anyway,
all over out of here.
So then the guy who was dying of cancer was like, it was the highlight of my trip. And then he died of cancer.
Yikes.
Isn't that very sad?
I mean, he got to watch this happen.
He got his dream come true.
Yeah.
Plus a separate dream, which is watch one of your best friends punch a kangaroo in the face.
To save your dog.
Jackie and I watched that clip, and then we ended up watching, like, animal attacks. Top 10 animal attacks. And it's all these things where, like, a guy is, like, putting his hand in a crocodile's mouth.
It's like...
And he's like...
What did you think would happen?
He's like, they're all like mistreating animals. And the animal's like, I don't like this.
This is
and attacks.
Not great.
And so Jackie and I were like, yeah!
Yeah!
Kill
animals!
The guy! Guy, you know, crocs like, they chomp and then twist.
Mm-hmm.
Chomped a guy's arm and then twisted it off. It was incredible.
Word.
I want to show you that before we go to bed.
I'm going
to
throw up if we
please
do.
Please do.
So I'm not going to watch that.
All right, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's good stuff. Yep. We had a new Pokemon Generations episode. That is our final news wedge of the week.
This news wedge is really cool because this is the first Generations episode in a while that I've actually really, really liked. Like, I thought the last one, I thought it was kind of silly because of the way N talked to Getsis. But if you listen to a couple episodes ago, there were a lot of redeeming factors that we talked about.
Made yeah, it was all right.
I liked it. But this Pokemon Generations episode is just like, what?
It's
like
so well crafted.
Yeah. And you really get behind the fact that essentially what X and Y's story is about is a laundering scheme. It's what Team Rocket wanted to do with the casinos.
Basically, yeah.
Because essentially what he does is he gets a bunch of people to buy his products. He gets a bunch of people to buy into this technology or whatever. He raises a bunch of money so that he can build this end of the world device.
Which is insane. And he does it by getting goodwill
yeah.
from all the people, because he makes this incredible thing and then he donates millions of dollars to Pokemon healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it'll enrich our lives. And then cut to a cutscene.
Where?
Between Lysander and Diana.
Yeah. Whatever her name is. Who is a fantastic character in this
yeah.
script, because he's like, you were chosen by the people to be beautiful. You're a movie star.
And she's like, yeah, beauty fades, though.
And he's like, what if it didn't?
He's like, it's your duty to remain beautiful.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to create a world where that can happen. And then just kind of pieces out and she's like, what a strange freaking weirdo.
He was like, if I had the chance, I would destroy this earth to preserve where it was.
And thus,
which is insane.
Yeah.
Megalomaniac.
Yeah.
Psychopath. Sociopath.
Yeah.
Anti-personality disorder. Crazy. Charles Manson. Serial killer.
Michael Benedict.
Yep.
Don't know who that is.
He's the inventor of the Eggs Benedict.
Ah.
Also an insane man.
Yeah. Who wants to blow up the Pokemon world.
So here's the deal. The thing that made me think this was... Oh, yeah. Basically, then Lysander gets an alert, and it's like, we found Yveltal, the destruction Pokemon. He's like, yeah. Great, let's blow up the world.
All right, let's do this. Pieces.
Word? And what? Then... so... Oh boy.
So he was like, let's blow up the world. And we were like,
and then Yveltal right. wakes up. And yeah. then we're like, well, that was a great episode. It starts really light, this episode. You're making that little snore-like face. the tone starts really light.
Yeah.
Like,
it starts actually at like a Steve Jobs convention.
It's so Steve Jobs. It's like Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
It's like Tony Stark. So, Lysander, Pyroar comes out, shoots some fire, Lysander emerges from the flames, people, and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah!
And then, so the Lysander starts talking to the people,
yeah.
and he's like, yeah, man, it's gonna be good, right?
Yeah.
And then the Pyroar shoots him with, like, a flamethrower.
Yeah, because...
And he disappears.
Just straight up, like, Doloreses him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And... freaking, he's like, gotcha.
And he walks out from behind where it was. And he's like, I've been making hologram technology. You saw me laughing while watching this.
Yeah.
Because I imagined a moment where he walks out and he's like, I've been crafting the most technologically advanced hologram system in the world. And Pyroar hits that one. And it's another hologram. And he walks back out. And he's like, would you believe that this could come to you for only $12.99? Pyroar hits that one.
But that one's the actual
real. And it
real.
Kills him.
Lysander's like, oh God, I'm on fire. It's like, oh, okay,
people,
yeah. He's like, no, help me. What is happening?
And the crowd goes wild. Then the next scene is like, president of Team Flare, Lysander was murdered today by his own Pokemon. Oh, Pokemon attacks.
Yeah.
Animal attacks. It's because the Pyroar is being mistreated. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
I mean, I guess that basic... We should have probably started with that, but that sums up the episode. It really fits the tone of X and Y, which was super light with, you know, your rivals being idiots.
Yeah.
And unenjoyable people all around. Hashtag Trevor. And then...
I don't even know what the green-shirted dude's name is.
That's Trevor.
Is it?
The little dude with the red hair.
Then who's the other dude?
Tierno,
yeah.
Yeah. He's got the vanillite.
Yeah, he shirt, does.
Which I want in real life. Anyway, so... X and Y was like super light, very kiddish, and then suddenly... Satan.
Yeah.
We're going to blow up the planet.
That was the weird thing about it. It was like, this team is a joke. This team makes no sense.
Their fashion. They're hilarious. Fashion. What a joke. This is
dumb. And then like Lysander's like, I'm going to kill everyone. And we're like, whoa.
That took a strong
turn. He was like, I really want to kill everyone. He said like kill and die and like, the world will die.
Yeah.
I will kill
people. Completely destroy this world.
But destroy is kind of like a way of like, oh, this is a fantasy thing.
Right.
But in this game, they really sized it in. Like, I'm going to kill this.
All life on this planet.
And it's like...
And it's like, wow. Diana,
what?
If that is her name, which it might not be, shows up later in the game and helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, because that coffee shop meeting, you interrupt that coffee shop meeting in the game, which is cool.
That's what I think is super cool about these Generations episodes, is it's showing you the stuff that you don't see in the game.
Yeah, this one is a wide scope of a story, though, which I like a lot.
Right.
Where, like, same with the Suicune one, where it tells from when they started to when the Pokemon left to where, what's his name, Yusin is now.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Getsis one, it's kind of just one scene.
Yeah.
And I...
And even the Iris one, with all the gym leaders. Like, that's a cool scene and all, but it's just, like,
it didn't
fragment
do much.
Of the story. Yeah.
That one was kind of... that one was weighty because of all the awesome fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas the Reshiram one with N... was supposed to be based on the story, and it's like, that was a cool transformation, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
This one was heavy story.
Oh, yeah.
And there's barely any Pokemon in it.
Yeah, and it really highlights what you're trying to get across. This is the ideal Pokemon Generations episode.
And you know what? I think we're going to have a great one next, because we're in 6th gen now.
Yep.
I think we're going to have AZ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be good, I think. I really want to see the Pokemon War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I doubt we will, because that's not something that Pokemon would do.
Well, you never know. I mean, I never thought that they would bring to life the end fighting scene, or the gym leader scene. That is a really, really dark.
That is true.
Yeah, like, this is a war between
one
side
true.
And the other.
You've got
Plasma and the gym leaders.
Yeah, but what is the Pokemon that just starts... the ice-type gym leaders, like, Beartek, go ahead and take care of some of these heavy Pokemon. I'll just start killing humans.
I will literally just start judo chopping these guys.
Judo chop.
Judo chop.
Judo chop. Yeah.
Judo chop.
That's pretty good. What do you think? I think that's a pretty good episode.
Beartek's like, what? Oh, yeah, this is a good episode. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
John, we recorded 2 episodes tonight. Well,
we
1.5, really.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry man. Christmas.
From us to BSL. From us
BSL,
at BSL
to you.
In this little room. In our Christmas episode, we'll be doing a thing a little bit more extravagant.
We're going to be outside in a fire. Making s'mores.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be terrible audio quality, but it's going to be fun.
It's going to be sweet. We're going to rock it.
I'm going to be excited. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Jingling ding. Let's do this.
Oh, wait. People can find us at thebslpodcast@gmail.com.
I've been wanting to do that for 38 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we've been recording for 39 weeks, so...
Yeah,
maybe you could
the
go
first
ahead and get
week,
wrecked.
I didn't want to do
oh, that makes me think. You know when our birthday is, BSL? I know when you know when your
May
birthday 11th? Is. No, that's your birthday.
March. I don't actually know your birthday. 19. Oh.
Yeah. His name is Tim.
Huh?
Tim and I have the same birthday.
Really?
Weird.
It's awesome.
Different parents, different year.
Different human.
Different countries.
Different guitar strings.
True. Our birthday is on April 1st.
Nice. We did this as an April Fool's joke.
So basically, my thinking is, because this is currently off air, no one can hear this. We're going to do an entire year of these, and then on April 1st, our 1 year anniversary, we're going to say, gotcha. We're doing this podcast as a joke.
You guys got wrecked.
Got wrecked.
But then we're going to continue doing it.
Yeah, then we're going to keep doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we are.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
All right. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. This is our first Christmas. People can find us at Bite Size Lemons on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Johnson.
Podomatic.
Yep.
And then the BSLpodcast@gmail.com.
People saying I'm a Francophile. At least they know I know where France is.
Come on.
Yeah.
Preach. Anyway. That is where you can email us. Please do. We love to hear from people.
Ow.
God bless America.
That really hurt.
Merry Christmas, just John.
Rip that stupid sticker off my nose.
Go play your 3DS.
Yeah.
High five.
We did it.
Oh, there's the alien noises. Did you hear it? Maybe it's phone interaction.
Here, hold on.
I didn't even think of that. You.
Call Scotland Boat.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. We've never...
Calling Scotland Boat Snail.
No, it's not the phones.
That's weird.
That is really weird.
Anyway.
Bye, guys.